The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Our text number is 51551. Our email address, john@rte.ie. And I've now been joined by a big gang. And they are a gang who are celebrating a great success. They are from St. Oliver Post Primary School in Oldcastle in County Meath. And two spokespeople have been nominated in the gang. They are Idel Campbell and Richard Chepanowskis. And you're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And first of all, Idel, tell us why you are the winners of the junior category of the Student National Enterprise Awards.
Well, we came up with a project. It's called Sheep Watch. It's a collar that monitors the heart rate of a sheep so that when a dog comes into the field, the sheep's heart rate increases. The collar will send a signal to a monitoring device located in the field or in the shed or at your house, and that monitoring device will send a text message to the farmer's phone, and it will also activate an ultrasonic sounder that will deter the dog.
I see. So how much time and effort went into getting this together, Richard?
Well, we began in September during the business class with Miss McConnell. We were brainstorming ideas for the student enterprise, and well, we've been working on it since then.
There are a lot of sheep around Oldcastle.
Oh yes, there's
loads. And in County Cavan, yes. Nearby over the border. And is there anything like this out there, Idel?
No, there's not really.
You obviously had the idea at the outset, but you had to work on it. What sort of work did you have to do?
Oh, well, we had to create a business plan for the competition. We also had to get our stall ready, and that took a lot of effort, but it was well worth it. It was a really enjoyable day.
And just to tell people, how old are you? How old are you, Richard?
I'm 14.
And you, Idel?
I'm 13.
And what stage of school, post-primary school, are you at?
We're in first year.
First year, right. And when it came to pursuing the idea then and getting all the bits together, what did you do?
Well, we had to stay back after school a couple of days to get the business plan ready and type it up and fix any typos. And we all had to get together during lunch to organise who was bringing in what for the stall and everything else.
And tell us about the stall then.
We had a big backdrop with a picture of sheep and dog being scared by the ultrasonic sounder. And we had a farmer looking happy with his phone at his shed, so his sheep weren't bothered.
The farmers you've spoken to, Idel, are they interested, excited about the thing?
Oh yes, every time they see me, they're asking how the project's getting along.
Yeah, because they think it'll work, because you're talking about a lot of sheep, so keeping an eye on them and making sure they're not under attack. Just explain to us just what sort of threats there would be to the sheep grazing in the field.
Well, they're flight animals, so as soon as a dog starts chasing them, they will all run, and the dog will separate them out into groups, and he'll try to single them out. And this could take a couple of minutes, but by the first time they run, their heart rate will increase and the farmer will get the text message and he'll be able to go out and help them.
So it saves money for him and it'll save a lot of sheep.
It does. It will save a lot of money. It's only a fraction of the price compared to what they would lose from a dog attack.
Okay. Now, entering this competition, Richard, did you have any expectations that you might win the award?
Well, we were expecting to win the social media award, but, well, we kind of did expect to win first or any of the first three places.
The gang here are just taken aback at how modest Richard is.
Thanks.
Yeah, we expected to win. Yeah. I like it. There's nothing like the confidence of youth. So, Richard, yeah. Anyway, tell us, do you come from a farming background?
No, I was born in a city and, well, now living in town.
And where were you born?
I was born in the capital of Lithuania.
In Vilnius?
Yeah.
And you've been here how long?
9 years.
And what about you, Idel? Are you from a farming background?
Yeah, my dad's a farmer and my mum's a vet, so she's seen some of these attacks and she's absolutely devastated by them.
And what sort of farm have you?
We actually don't have sheep, we have cattle.
And Idel, tell me, did you all agree with each other along the way, or was there a lot of argument about what might be done?
Well, sometimes we thought people were doing jobs and we didn't, and they turned out they didn't, so We just really, after a while, we just had to have a clear identified role in the business.
I see, like any business.
Efficient.
Okay, well, what was the divvy up then? Who was the chief executive?
Emma McCabe, she was our manager.
And who was the financial controller?
Richardus.
Am I surprised? No. What role had you, Adele?
I was the secretary.
Okay. But I mentioned this to Richard. There was no going out and practicing. It's at prototype stage. So you haven't been out on the land trying it out on sheep yet?
Not yet. But as we said, we're unfunded and we're trying to get 10,000 for that. We're currently at 5,820. So we're going to put it into production then. So that we really need people to fund us so we can produce it and then test it out.
Explain that to us, the funded operation, how you do it and how you're raising money.
So you log on to fundit.ie and you search for Sheepwatch and then you click on our video and you can watch it and then you can get different incentives for pledging us money.
Okay, and Richard, when you actually develop the product with the €10,000, I've no doubt you'll get it, especially now that you've been broadcasting to the nation about what you've been doing. What's the next stage?
Well, it'll be testing, and then when we have the testing done, and if it's successful, we'll begin stocking the veterinary practices and co-ops around our area.
Well, Terence Bonner from RTM Limited, they're a company in Dublin. They are making prototypes for us right now, and they've been a huge help. So as soon as we have one, we're going to test it out, and we do hope to make profit out of it.
But you're only 13, Adele, and you're only a first year.
Yeah.
So even if you're the best entrepreneur in the country, it's a little bit young to be going into business.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling that the next time I'm talking to you, Adele and Richard, you're going to be entrepreneur millionaires. So the simplest thing to say is that if you're interested in putting a few bob into this very exciting project, go on to fundit.ie and search for Sheepwatch. And it's a wonderful trophy in front of you. You must be very proud, Adele.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And it's shaped like a... What is it shaped like, actually? It's
I think it looks like a lollipop.
It looks like a lollipop. Yeah, well, as I say, I've no doubt it's going to be a great success and that you will succeed in business. Even at this young age, I see the potential. Adele Campbell and Richard Chepanowskis. I hope I got the pronunciation right there, Richard.
You did.
Good luck with it, and maybe come back to us and let us know when you've reached the 10,000 mark.
Thanks.
And safe home to Oldcastle.
Thanks, John.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.